The Luminous 100.
Spiralnavigation.
By Emmanuel Santayana. Luminous Prosperity. Mastering the Spiral. Navigation, Complexity, and Divine Play. Voice, Emmanuel. Generated from the prompt, Spiral Navigation, Navigating the Spiral of Development with Skill.
Contents.
1. The Nature of Spiral Development. 2. Evolutionary Intelligence, The Hidden Mechanics. 3. Apertures and Lila, Play as the Path to Healing. 4. Complexity Science in Spiral Navigation. 5. Pain and Form, The Architecture of Growth. 6. Skillful Practices for Spiral Navigation. 7. Cosmic Play, Synthesis and Release, The Nature of Spiral Development. Tuning Fork, Haiku, Spiral Path Unfolds, Playful Dance of Life's Design, Divine in Motion.
What?
Reality is a dance of opposites held together by play. Citation needed. Claim. Parable, The River's Dance. Long ago, in a valley hidden between misty mountains, there was a river that did not know its own wisdom. It flowed downstream, carving paths through stone, bending around obstacles, and always moving toward the sea it could never reach. The river did not plan its journey. It simply was, adapting to the land as it went. One day, a wise old heron watched the river from the reeds. "You are always changing," she said, "yet you remain yourself." The river did not answer, but continued on, spiraling through bends and eddies, creating pools where fish could rest and meadows where deer drank. The river did not know it was teaching. It simply was. It spiraled, ever spiraling, carrying with it the seeds of life, the silt that nurtured the land, and the stories of those who walked its banks. It was divine play, unseen yet undeniable, a dance of water and stone, time and space.
Structure et technique.
1. Notice the flow. Observe self-organizing patterns in your life or work, where order emerges without deliberate planning. 2. Align with attractors. Let go of rigid goals and align with the natural attractors that pull your development forward, like a river following the path of least resistance. 3. Dance with complexity. Engage playfully with the process, allowing complexity to guide you rather than feeling overwhelmed by it. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Emergent complexity. The spontaneous organization of simple elements into sophisticated systems, without central planning. It describes how order arises from chaos through processes like self-organization, e.g., flocks of birds, crystal formation, and dissipative structures, e.g., hurricanes, economic markets. Emergent complexity is the mechanism behind what people call the law of attraction, but it operates beyond intention or control. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Where in your life have you seen patterns emerge without deliberate planning? 2. What would it look like if you let go of control and allowed development to spiral naturally, like a river carving its path? 3. How might you approach your next challenge with the curiosity of a child playing rather than the rigidity of a builder? The body, spiral development, and the intelligence of emergence. Spiral development is not just a metaphor. It is the way all living systems, from galaxies to cells, organize themselves. It reflects principles from complexity science. Self-organization. Simple interactions generate complex structures, e.g., ant colonies, neural networks. Dissipative structures. Energy flows create stable yet dynamic forms, e.g., weather patterns, economic cycles. Citation needed. Dissipative structures. Autopoiesis. Systems self-create and maintain themselves, e.g., living cells, cultures. Citation needed. Autopoiesis. At the heart of spiral development is not force or intention, but a kind of intelligence that operates beyond intentional design. This is not chaos. It is the emergence of order from interaction, like eddies forming in a river or cities growing from human activity without a central planner. It is the mechanism by which systems evolve, adapt, and transform over time. To navigate the spiral is to learn to move with, rather than against these principles. It requires 1. Permeability, allowing external inputs, ideas, energy, information, to shape your path without resistance. 2. Adaptability, responding to feedback loops like a river adjusting to obstacles rather than clinging to fixed goals. 3. Playfulness, engaging with the process curiosity rather than rigid control, recognizing that the most innovative solutions emerge when you stop trying so hard. This is not about surrendering to randomness. It is about skillful engagement with complexity. Like a dancer who moves with the music rather than against it, you learn to align with the natural attractors pulling your development forward. Citation needed. Attractors. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Spiral development is the dance of simplicity giving birth to complexity. 2. You don't navigate the spiral. You learn to swim in its currents. 3. The river doesn't seek the ocean. It flows and the path emerges. 4. Complex systems don't obey plans. They emerge from interaction. 5. The art of development is not in forcing shape, but in aligning with flow. 6. To master the spiral, you must first unlearn the illusion of linear progress. 7. The greatest skill is not in shaping the spiral, but in moving with it. 3 exercises. 1. Pattern observation, accessible. Spend 5 minutes daily observing patterns in your environment, clouds, cracks in pavement, or social interactions that emerge without deliberate planning. Journal one pattern each day and reflect on how it mirrors larger systems in your life. 2. Attractor alignment deepening. Identify a goal or challenge where you've been trying to force outcomes. For a week, observe the attractors, natural tendencies or opportunities, pulling your development forward without your direct intervention. Journal how aligning with these could shift your progress. 3. Spiral mapping advanced. Map a significant life transition or project as a spiral, not a straight line. Identify 3 key loops where you learned, unlearned, or shifted perspective. Create a visual representation of this spiral, noting how each loop built on the last without being its predecessor. Share this map with a trusted peer for feedback. Citations. 1. Citation needed. Claim about reality is a dance. 2. Self-organization. See works by Stuart Kaufman, e.g., The Origins of Order. 3. Dissipative structures. Ilya Prigozhin's work on thermodynamics and order, e.g., From Being to Becoming. 4. Autopoiesis. Umberto Maturana and Vicente Medina. Autopoiesis and cognition. 5. Attractors in dynamical systems. Steve Strogatz, SYNC. The emerging science of coordination. 6. Citation needed. Any paraphrased ideas from Santa Ana's LCA. Evolutionary intelligence. The hidden mechanics. Tuning fork. Haiku. Chaos swirls in form. Divine play weaves through cleared gaps. Healing blooms unseen.
Profond quote.
Reality is not a static structure, but a dynamic dance of self-organization, where the cosmic and the ridiculous are indistinguishable in the play of emergence. Quote needed. Parable, The Gardener's Grove. Once, there was a gardener named Eli who tended to a grove of ancient trees. He knew the rhythm of planting and pruning, but what surprised him was how the trees grew, not according to his plans, but in response to unseen forces, the wind, the rain, the dance of pollinators. One evening, as he walked through the grove after a storm, he noticed something extraordinary. The branches that had been damaged by the wind had not only recovered, but flourished in ways they never had before. New shoots sprouted where twigs had broken, and the trees seemed to lean into the space created by the storm, as if the disruption itself had been an invitation. Eli realized then that the most vibrant growth came not from his careful nurturing alone, but from the spaces between his interventions, where nature played freely. He began to see his work not as control over the grove, but as a participation in its dance. By clearing apertures, by letting go of rigid plans and allowing the unseen forces to guide, the grove taught him that healing was not something he did, but something that emerged when he stopped forcing it.
Structure et technique, clearing aperture.
Evolutionary intelligence operates through three universal practices that scale over time. 1. The art of clearing. Regularly create small, intentional gaps in your life, pauses in thought, silence in conversation, to allow new patterns to emerge. Example, a 60-second pause before responding to a challenge or leaving a question unanswered for a day. 2. Playful experimentation. Treat challenges as games where the rules are fluid and outcomes are unpredictable but revealing. Example, try a new route home without a destination in mind. Observe what you notice. 3. Resonant alignment. Tune into the natural rhythms of systems, whether personal or environmental, by observing rather than directing, allowing synchronicity to guide. Example, notice how your body moves when you walk. Can you align your steps with the Earth's rhythm? These practices work at any scale, from personal development to systemic change. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Evolutionary intelligence, the innate, self-organizing capacity of living systems to adapt, innovate, and heal through the playful interplay of structure and emergence. Apertures and Lila, play as the path to healing. Tuning fork, haiku. Frog leaps into light. Water ripples with laughter. Healing swims upstream.
Quote.
The wound is the place where the light enters you. Rumi. Parable, the woman and the riverbank. Once, in a village nestled between mountains and river, there lived a woman named Aisha who had spent years caring for others but neglecting her own pain. Her hands were calloused from labor, her heart heavy with unspoken grief. One day, she found herself drawn to the riverbank where children played with sticks and stones, creating intricate paths in the sand. Intrigued, she joined them, her hands moving instinctively, shaping the landscape as they did. She lost track of time, laughing as the water lapped at her fingers, its rhythm sinking with her breath. When she returned home, she felt lighter, as if a weight had been lifted not by force but by play. The children had shown her something she hadn't realized she'd forgotten, that healing is not an effort but a natural flow, an invitation to move with the current rather than against it.
Structure et technique.
Healing through divine play is not about forcing outcomes or willing yourself well. It's about creating apertures, spaces where complexity can flow through you like water through stone. Here are three practices that scale over time. 1. Playful breathing, accessible. Inhale deeply, exhale with a playful sound, ha, humming, or even a giggle. Do this for 2 minutes daily. Notice how it shifts your energy. 2. Daily haiku or doodle deepening. Write one haiku or doodle something every day without judgment. Observe how this small act of play changes your perception over time. 3. Design your play protocol, advanced. For a challenge you're facing, design a playful protocol, e.g., if this problem is a puzzle, what would I do if it were a game? Reflect on the insights that emerge from treating challenges as play. These practices are not about achieving perfection, but about aligning with the natural movement of healing, like water finding its way through stone. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Apertures. The openings, clearings, or spaces within our being where divine play can manifest as healing. These are not fixed, but emerge through alignment with real complexity, allowing the cosmic and the playful to interweave seamlessly. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life have you experienced healing not as an effort, but as a natural flow? 2. Middle searing. What if your greatest pain is actually the aperture through which divine play enters your life? 3. End. How might you redesign your challenges as invitations to playful exploration today? The body, Lila, and the real mechanism of healing. Healing is not an act of the self. It's a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. Think of it like water flowing through a riverbed. It doesn't strain or will itself forward, but simply follows the path that emerges naturally. Lila, divine play, is the third factor in emergent systems. It's not about attracting what you want, though that's part of it, or avoiding what you don't. It's about the dynamic interplay between order and chaos, where healing arises from the space between them. This aligns with complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis, citation needed, complexity science terms. In these systems, life emerges not from control but from play, the spontaneous rearrangement of parts into something greater. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are, reflecting apertures that have been cleared in different ways. The work isn't about becoming something new, it's about recognizing and clearing the spaces within you where divine play can move freely. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, so it can be told as play. Aligning with this requires rigor and humility. It's not about being glib or ignoring pain, but about approaching life with an architectural precision that pairs strong claims with deep respect for the complexity of reality. As Emmanuel Santa Anna might say, here's the map. Live in the tension between structure and spontaneity, and you will find your apertures. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Healing is not willpower. It's water finding its way. 2. Play is the language of apertures, speaking without words. 3. Divine play does not heal the wounded. It reveals them as sacred. 4. To clear an aperture is to invite complexity into your life. 5. Lila laughs at your seriousness before healing your wounds. 6. Healing is not a destination. It's the dance between order and chaos. 7. You are already whole, but apertures let you see it. 3 exercises. 1. Playful breathing, accessible. Find a quiet space and sit comfortably. Inhale deeply through your nose. Exhale with a playful sound, ha, humming or a giggle. Do this for 2 minutes daily, noticing how it shifts your energy. 2. Daily haiku or doodle, deepening. Each day, write one haiku or doodle something without judgment. Observe how this small act of play changes your perception over time. Reflect on any insights or shifts in your mindset. 3. Design your play protocol, advanced. Identify a challenge you're currently facing. Design a playful protocol for engaging with it, e.g., if this problem is a puzzle, what would I do if it were a game? Reflect on the insights that emerge from treating challenges as play. Citations. 1. Rumi quote. Verification needed to ensure accurate attribution. 2. Complexity science terms, self-organization, dissipative structures. Autopoiesis need to cite sources like Prigogine for dissipative structures, Maturana and Varela for autopoiesis, and maybe Haken for synergetics or other works on self-organization. 3. Emmanuel Santa Anna, likely referring to his work in Living Systems Theory, Oral Cast, Living Systems, Cognition, and the Architecture of Science Theory. Need to verify exact references. Citation needed. Rumi quote attribution. Citation needed. Complexity science terms. Citation needed. Emmanuel Santa Anna's work on Lacaste. Okay, I'm going to write chapter 3 of this book titled Apertures and Lila. Play as the Path to Healing. The chapter is part of a larger work called Mastering the Spiral, Navigation, Complexity, and Divine Play, which teaches spiral navigation, navigating the spiral of development with skill. The chapter needs to follow a specific structure, so I'll break it down step by step. 1. Tuning fork. 1 original life-uplifting haiku and 1 attributed profound quote. The haiku should be uplifting and life-affirming. The quote should be profound and relevant to the theme of apertures and Lila. 2. Parable. A story that carries the teaching without asserting it directly. It should illustrate the concept of play as a path to healing without preaching. 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be practical and actionable for readers at different stages. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a key term. It should define apertures in a way that captures its essence in the context of Lila. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1 to start, 1 searing, 1 in the middle, and 1 to end. These should provoke thought and reflection. 6. The body. the actual teachings centered on Lila. This is the core content where I'll delve into the concept of divine play as a mechanism for healing and evolution. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms or concise statements that encapsulate key ideas. 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength over time, from accessible to deepening to advanced. They should help readers engage with the concepts practically. 9. Citations. I'll need to attribute quotes and references properly. I'll mark where citations are needed, but not fabricated. Let's start drafting each section one by one. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. It should evoke life, play, and healing. Maybe something about nature or movement. Example. Frog leaps into light. Water ripples with laughter. Healing swims upstream. But I need to make sure it's original and uplifting.
Profound quote.
Perhaps something from a philosopher or a spiritual teacher. I recall that Rumi has many profound quotes about play and divine love. Example. The wound is the place where the light enters you. Rumi. But I should double check if this is attributed correctly to Rumi, as sometimes quotes are misattributed. Okay, let's proceed with these for now. I'll verify citations later. 2. Parable. I need a story that subtly teaches the concept of play leading to healing without being didactic. Perhaps a story about a character who discovers healing through playful engagement with their environment or challenges. Example. Once, in a village nestled between mountains and river, there lived a woman named Aisha who had spent years caring for others but neglecting her own pain. One day, she found herself drawn to the riverbank, where children played with sticks and stones, creating intricate paths in the sand. Intrigued, she joined them, her hands moving instinctively, shaping the landscape as they did. She lost track of time, laughing as the water lapped at her fingers. When she returned home, she felt lighter, as if a weight had been lifted not by force but by play. This seems to capture the essence without preaching.
Trois structures et techniques.
Simple practices that scale over time. Accessible. Mindful breathing with playful sounds, e.g., humming or making light noises. Deepening. Engaging in a daily creative activity without judgment, like doodling or writing haikus. Advanced. Designing your own play protocols for challenges, integrating structure and spontaneity. 4. Luminous definition. Define apertures. Luminous definition. Apertures. The openings, clearings, or spaces within our being where divine play can manifest as healing. These are not fixed, but emerge through alignment with real complexity, allowing the cosmic and the playful to interweave seamlessly. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start. Where in your life have you experienced healing not as an effort, but as a natural flow? Middle. Searing, what if your greatest pain is actually the aperture through which divine play enters your life? And how might you redesign your challenges as invitations to playful exploration today? 6. The body. This will be the core of the chapter, centered on Lila as divine play and its role in healing. I'll structure it around the idea that healing is not an act of the self, but a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. I'll also tie this to complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, and avoid preaching. Possible outline. Introduction to the concept of apertures and Lila. Healing as a property of reality, not an act of the self. Divine play as the third factor in emergent systems, beyond attraction or repulsion. Connection to complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis. Examples from nature or life where play leads to transformation. Importance of clearing apertures, removing blocks, both physical and mental. Humility and rigor in approaching this work, referencing Emmanuel Santa Anna's approach. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 concise aphorisms. 1. Healing is not willpower. It's water finding its way. 2. Play is the language of apertures. Speaking without words. 3. Divine play does not heal the wounded. It reveals them as sacred. 4. To clear an aperture is to invite complexity into your life. 5. Lila laughs at your seriousness before healing your wounds. 6. Healing is not a destination. It's the dance between order and chaos. 7. You are already whole, but apertures let you see it. 8. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Playful breathing. Inhale deeply. Exhale with a playful sound, like ha or humming. Do this for 2 minutes daily. 2. Deepening. Daily haiku or doodle. Write one haiku or doodle something every day without judgment. Observe how it shifts your perception. 3. Advanced. Design your play protocol. For a challenge you're facing, design a playful protocol, e.g., if this problem is a puzzle, what would I do if it were a game? Reflect on insights. 9. Citations. I'll need to cite the Rumi quote, verify attribution. References for complexity science terms like self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis. Aminul Santa Anna's work, Lacasse Theory. Let me start drafting the chapter with these elements in mind. Apertures and Lila. Play as the path to healing. Tuning fork. Haiku. Frog leaps into light. Water ripples with laughter. Healing swims upstream.
Good.
The wound is the place where the light enters you. Rumi. Parable. The woman and the riverbank. Once, in a village nestled between mountains and river, there lived a woman named Aisha who had spent years caring for others but neglecting her own pain. Her hands were calloused from labor, her heart heavy with unspoken grief. One day, she found herself drawn to the riverbank where children played with sticks and stones, creating intricate paths in the sand. Intrigued, she joined them, her hands moving instinctively, shaping the landscape as they did. She lost track of time, laughing as the water lapped at her fingers, its rhythm sinking with her breath. When she returned home, she felt lighter, as if a weight had been lifted not by force but by play. The children had shown her something she hadn't realized she'd forgotten, that healing is not an effort but a natural flow, an invitation to move with the current rather than against it.
Structure et technique.
Healing through divine play is not about forcing outcomes or willing yourself well. It's about creating apertures, spaces where complexity can flow through you like water through stone. Here are 3 practices that scale over time. 1. Playful breathing, accessible. Inhale deeply, exhale with a playful sound, ha, humming, or even a giggle. Do this for 2 minutes daily. Notice how it shifts your energy. 2. Daily haiku or doodle, deepening. Write one haiku or doodle something every day without judgment. Observe how this small act of play changes your perception over time. 3. Design your play protocol, advanced. For a challenge you're facing, design a playful protocol, e.g., if this problem is a puzzle, what would I do if it were a game? Reflect on the insights that emerge from treating challenges as play. These practices are not about achieving perfection, but about aligning with the natural movement of healing, like water finding its way through stone. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Apertures. The openings, clearings, or spaces within our being where divine play can manifest as healing. These are not fixed, but emerge through alignment with real complexity, allowing the cosmic and the playful to interweave seamlessly. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life have you experienced healing not as an effort, but as a natural flow? 2. Middle, searing. What if your greatest pain is actually the aperture through which divine play enters your life? 3. End. How might you redesign your challenges as invitations to playful exploration today? The body, Lila, and the real mechanism of healing. Healing is not an act of the self. It's a property of reality moving through cleared apertures. Think of it like water flowing through a riverbed. It doesn't strain or will itself forward, but simply follows the path that emerges naturally. Lila, divine play, is the 3rd factor in emergent systems. It's not about attracting what you want, though that's part of it, or avoiding what you don't. It's about the dynamic interplay between order and chaos, where healing arises from the space between them. This aligns with complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis, citation needed, complexity science terms. In these systems, life emerges not from control but from play, the spontaneous rearrangement of parts into something greater. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are, reflecting apertures that have been cleared in different ways. The work isn't about becoming something new, it's about recognizing and clearing the spaces within you where divine play can move freely. From the place before form, the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size, so it can be told as play. Aligning with this requires rigor and humility. It's not about being glib or ignoring pain, but about approaching life with an architectural precision that pairs strong claims with deep respect for the complexity of reality. As Emmanuel Santa Anna might say, "Here is the map. Live in the tension between structure and spontaneity, and you will find your apertures." 7 7-second sentences. 1. Healing is not willpower. It's water finding its way. 2. Play is the language of apertures, speaking without words. 3. Divine play does not heal the wounded. It reveals them as sacred. 4. To clear an aperture is to invite complexity into your life. 5. Lila laughs at your seriousness before healing your wounds. 6. Healing is not a destination. It's the dance between order and chaos. 7. You are already whole, but apertures let you see it. 3 exercises. 1. Playful breathing, accessible. Find a quiet space and sit comfortably. Inhale deeply through your nose. Exhale with a playful sound, ha, humming, or a giggle. Do this for 2 minutes daily, noticing how it shifts your energy. 2. Daily haiku or doodle, deepening. Each day, write one haiku or doodle something without judgment. Observe how this small act of play changes your perception over time. Reflect on any insights or shifts in your mindset. 3. Design your play protocol, advanced. Identify a challenge you're currently facing. Design a playful protocol for engaging with it, e.g., if this problem is a puzzle, what would I do if it were a game? Reflect on the insights that emerge from treating challenges as play. Citations. 1. Rumi quote. Verification needed to ensure accurate attribution. 2. Complexity science terms, self-organization, dissipative structures. Autopoiesis need to cite sources like Prigogin for dissipative structures, Maturana and Varela for autopoiesis, and maybe Haken for synergetics or other works on self-organization. 3. Emmanuel Santa Anna, likely referring to his work in Living Systems Theory, Oral Cast, Living Systems, Cognition, and the Architecture of Science Theory. Need to verify exact references. Citation needed. Rumi quote attribution. Citation needed. Complexity science terms. Citation needed. Emmanuel Santa Anna's work on Lacast. This chapter is designed to stand alone while also fitting into the broader theme of the book. It balances depth with accessibility, offering both practical exercises and profound insights. The tone is warm but rigorous, avoiding glibness while embracing play as a serious and transformative force. Complexity science in spiral navigation. Tuning fork. Haiku. Morning mist unravels. A spider weaves its silver thread. Play writes the pattern.
Guk.
The pattern is not in the weaver, but in the weaving. Citation needed. The pattern is not in the weaver, but in the weaving. Parable. The river and the dancer. Once, in a valley of shifting sands, there lived a dancer named Rina who walked the river's edge daily. The river was unpredictable, sometimes calm, sometimes wild, but Rina moved with it, not against it. She did not force the river into channels. She danced where it flowed. One day, a traveler asked her, "How do you walk this path without stumbling?" Rina replied, "I do not walk the path. The path walks through me." And so, she showed him how to step lightly, letting the river guide his feet. The traveler tried, but he soon grew frustrated when the sand shifted beneath him. He demanded a map, a fixed way forward. But Rena only laughed and danced on, her steps leaving no trace, her path invisible until it was already walked.
Structure et technique.
Spiral navigation thrives in three universal practices that scale over time. 1. Tuning in. Observe patterns in nature or daily life, weather, traffic, social dynamics, without judgment. This clears apertures in your attention, letting complexity speak through you. 2. Resonant stepping. Move with the attractor of a system, like a musician listening to music while playing. It's the art of following the rhythm rather than forcing it. 3. Playful reconfiguration. Experiment with small changes in routines or systems, rearranging furniture, trying new routes. Observe how emergent outcomes reveal themselves without effort. These techniques are tools for clearing apertures, the spaces where Lila, divine play, can move through reality like water through stone. Luminous definition. Attractor. A natural tendency or pattern toward which a system, or life, moves, not by force, but by the play of complexity itself. It is the invisible hand that shapes spirals, and to align with it is to dance. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What patterns in my life or environment feel like they are already dancing me forward? 2. Middle. Searing where, am I trying to force the river instead of learning to dance upon it? 3. And how might I surrender more fully to the play that is already shaping me? The body. The spiral as play. Spiral navigation is not about climbing, but about aligning with the play of complexity. This is where Lila, divine play, lives, in the space between order and chaos, where systems self-organize like crystals forming in water or cities emerging from human interaction. Complexity science describes this process through terms like self-organization, dissipative structures, and attractors. These are not mechanical laws, but living processes, like the way a snowflake's shape emerges without a blueprint. The spiral is not a path to follow, but a rhythm to attune to, one that moves through us when we clear apertures in our attention and intention. Healing, growth, and evolution are properties of reality itself, moving through cleared spaces, what the book calls apertures, like light through a prism. This is not an act of the self, but of the system, whether it's your life, a culture, or the universe. Every tradition is a mirror reflecting this truth. The work is to see the reflection without being caught in it. Aligning with complexity means moving from control to resonance. It's the difference between pushing a river and becoming its current. This is Lila, the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems, the first two being energy and information. People call this the law of attraction, but it's deeper. It's the play that attracts itself. Example, imagine two people trying to solve a puzzle. One forces pieces into place, growing frustrated when resistance arises. The other lets the pieces move naturally, laughing as they find their fit without effort. Both reach the solution, but one is exhausted. The other feels alive. This is spiral navigation, not navigating to something, but navigating as the system navigates itself through you. 7 7-second sentences. 1. The spiral does not wind upward. It spirals outward as play. 2. Pain is the friction of misalignment. Healing is the space between notes. 3. Every system is a dance and you are its partner, not its leader. 4. Complexity does not need your permission to organize. It only needs your attention. 5. The law of attraction is not a magnet but a waltz. Step lightly or be stepped on. 6. Cleared apertures let the river of Lila flow through. Clogged ones drown in their own reflection. 7. To master the spiral, you must first learn to play with it. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible. Observing attractors. Spend 5 minutes daily noticing where systems around you, traffic, conversations, weather, are self-organizing. Journal 1 instance. Okay, I am writing chapter 4 of Mastering the Spiral, Navigation, Complexity, and Divine Play. The title is Complexity Science in Spiral Navigation. This chapter needs to stand alone while also fitting into the book's structure. It should teach spiral navigation with a focus on complexity science and Lila, divine play. The chapter must follow a specific structure. 1. Tuning fork. 1. Original haiku plus 1. Profound quote. 2. Parable. A story that teaches without asserting. 3. Structure and technique. Universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition of a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start, searing middle, end. 6. The body. The actual teaching centered on Lila. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms. 8. 3 exercises that build in strength over time. 9. Citations, real sources or placeholders for them. I need to ensure the voice matches Emmanuel Santa Anna. Rigorous, architectural, warm but not glib about pain, pairing strong claims with humility. It should align with complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, attractors, and avoid preaching while letting Lila be the water everything swims in. Let's break this down. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku, original, life uplifting, capturing the essence of complexity and play. Quote, attributed to someone profound, likely from complexity science or spiritual / philosophical traditions. 2. Parable. A story that embodies the teaching without explicitly stating it. It should reflect self-organization or Lila in action.
3. Structure et technique.
Practices that are simple, universal, and scale over time. Think of something like spiral dynamics, but tied to complexity science. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition for a term like attractor, or perhaps a term coined in the book, like cleared aperture. 5. 3 appreciative questions. 1 at the start to engage the reader. A searing one in the middle to challenge them. 1 at the end to reflect or integrate. 6. The body. The core teaching, centered on Lila as divine play and complexity science, e.g., self-organization attractors. Avoid preaching. Let Lila be the mechanism behind everything. 7. 7 7-second sentences. Aphorisms that are pithy and memorable, like the spiral is not climbed, it is danced. 8. 3 exercises. Start accessible, e.g., observing patterns. Deepen, e.g., practicing play and complexity. Advanced, e.g., navigating a real-world complex system. 9. Citations. Use real sources where possible. Mark, citation needed, claim for placeholders. Let me start drafting each section. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. Morning mist unravels. A spider weaves its silver thread. Play writes the pattern. This haiku captures the idea of complexity emerging through play, with the spider as a metaphor for self-organizing systems, like dissipative structures or autopoiesis.
What?
I'll pick something from complexity science or a spiritual tradition. Maybe from Gregory Bateson or a Zen saying. Let's try. The pattern is not in the weaver, but in the weaving. Adapted from Gregory Bateson, citation needed, original source. Wait, I'm not sure if that's directly from Bateson. I'll mark it as needing a citation for now. 2. Parable. I need a story about someone navigating complexity through play or Lila. Maybe something about a river and rocks, where the path emerges naturally rather than being forced. Title, The River and the Dancer. Once, in a valley of shifting sands, there lived a dancer named Rina who walked the river's edge daily. The river was unpredictable, sometimes calm, sometimes wild, but Rina moved with it, not against it. She did not force the river into channels. She danced where it flowed. One day, a traveler asked her, "How do you walk this path without stumbling?" Rina replied, "I do not walk the path. The path walks through me." And so, she showed him how to step lightly, letting the river guide his feet. The traveler tried, but he soon grew frustrated when the sand shifted beneath him. He demanded a map, a fixed way forward. But Rina only laughed and danced on, her steps leaving no trace, her path invisible until it was already walked. The lesson? The spiral of navigation is not about controlling the river, but learning to dance upon its currents.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple practices that scale over time. Maybe something like tuning in, observing patterns in nature or daily life, e.g., weather, traffic, social dynamics, without judgment. Resonant stepping, moving with the attractor of a system, like how a musician listens to the music while playing or a surfer reads the wave. Playful reconfiguration, experimenting with small changes in routines or systems to observe emergent outcomes, e.g., rearranging furniture, trying new routes. These could be framed as techniques for clearing apertures from the book's language, spaces where complexity can flow through. 4. Luminous definition. Let's define attractor in a way that ties it to Lila. Luminous definition. Attractor, a natural tendency or pattern toward which a system, or life, moves not by force, but by the play of complexity itself. It is the invisible hand that shapes spirals, and to align with it is to dance. 5. Three appreciative questions. 1. Start. What patterns in my life or environment feel like they are already dancing me forward? 2. Middle. Searing, where am I trying to force the river instead of learning to dance upon it? 3. And how might I surrender more fully to the play that is already shaping me? 6. The body. This should be the core teaching, centered on Lila as divine play and complexity science, e.g., self-organization attractors. Title: The Spiral as Play. Spiral navigation is not about climbing, but about aligning with the play of complexity. This is where Lila, divine play, lives, in the space between order and chaos, where systems self-organize like crystals forming in water or cities emerging from human interaction. Complexity science describes this process through terms like self-organization, dissipative structures, and attractors. These are not mechanical laws, but living processes, like the way a snowflake's shape emerges without a blueprint. The spiral is not a path to follow, but a rhythm to attune to, one that moves through us when we clear apertures in our attention and intention. Healing, growth, and evolution are properties of reality itself, moving through cleared spaces, what the book calls apertures, like light through a prism. This is not an act of the self, but of the system, whether it's your life, a culture, or the universe. Every tradition is a mirror reflecting this truth. The work is to see the reflection without being caught in it. Aligning with complexity means moving from control to resonance. It's the difference between pushing a river and becoming its current. This is Lila, the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems, the first two being energy and information. People call this the law of attraction, but it's deeper. It's the play that attracts itself. Example, imagine two people trying to solve a puzzle. One forces pieces into place, growing frustrated when resistance arises. The other lets the pieces move naturally, laughing as they find their fit without effort. Both reach the solution, but one is exhausted. The other feels alive. This is spiral navigation, not navigating to something, but navigating as the system navigates itself through you. 7 7-7 second sentences. 1. The spiral does not wind upward. It spirals outward as play. 2. Pain is the friction of misalignment. Healing is the space between notes. 3. Every system is a dance, and you are its partner, not its leader. 4. Complexity does not need your permission to organize. It only needs your attention. 5. The law of attraction is not a magnet, but a waltz. Step lightly or be stepped on. 6. Cleared apertures let the river of Lila flow through. Clogged ones drown in their own reflection. 7. To master the spiral, you must first learn to play with it. 8. Three exercises. 1. Accessible. Observing attractors. Spend 5 minutes daily noticing where systems around you, traffic, conversations, weather, are self-organizing. Journal one instance. 2. Deepening. Playful reconfiguration. Choose a routine, e.g., morning coffee, commute, and introduce small, playful variations, e.g., taking a different route, rearranging objects. Observe emergent patterns. 3. Advanced, navigating the system. Identify a complex system you're part of, work team, community project, and practice dancing with it. Propose ideas without attachment to outcomes. Let others lead, and observe how the system self-organizes around them. 9. Citations. The haiku is original, no citation needed. For the quote, I'll mark citation needed. The pattern is not in the weaver, but in the weaving. Complexity science terms, self-organization, attractors, should be sourced from sources like Kaufman, Stewart, Reinventing the Sacred, Prigogine, Ilya, and Isabel Stengers, Order Out of Chaos, Maturana, Umberto, and Varela, Francisco, work on autopoiesis. The concept of cleared apertures may need a citation if it's not original to the book, but since this is a new book, I'll assume it's defined here. For Lila as divine play, possible sources could be Capra, Frithjof, The Web of Life,
De Chardin, Pierre Teilhard.
The Phenomenon of Man, though, he doesn't use Lila. Maybe a Hindu or Advaita source for divine play, e.g., Krishna's play in the Bhagavad Gita. Now, let me assemble this into a cohesive chapter. Complexity science in spiral navigation.
Tuning fork.
Haiku. Morning mist unravels. A spider weaves its silver thread. Play writes the pattern.
Good.
The pattern is not in the weaver, but in the weaving. Citation needed. The pattern is not in the weaver, but in the weaving. Parable. The river and the dancer. Once, in a valley of shifting sands, there lived a dancer named Rina who walked the river's edge daily. The river was unpredictable, sometimes calm, sometimes wild, but Rina moved with it, not against it. She did not force the river into channels. She danced where it flowed. One day, a traveler asked her, "How do you walk this path without stumbling?" Rina replied, "I do not walk the path. The path walks through me." And so, she showed him how to step lightly, letting the river guide his feet. The traveler tried, but he soon grew frustrated when the sand shifted beneath him. He demanded a map, a fixed way forward. But Rina only laughed and danced on, her steps leaving no trace, her path invisible until it was already walked.
Structure et technique.
Spiral navigation thrives in 3 universal practices that scale over time. 1. Tuning in. Observe patterns in nature or daily life, weather, traffic, social dynamics, without judgment. This clears apertures in your attention, letting complexity speak through you. 2. Resonance stepping. Move with the attractor of a system, like a musician listening to music while playing. It's the art of following the rhythm rather than forcing it. 3. Playful reconfiguration. Experiment with small changes in routines or systems, rearranging furniture, trying new routes. Observe how emergent outcomes reveal themselves without effort. These techniques are tools for clearing apertures, the spaces where Lila, divine play, can move through reality like water through stone. Luminous definition, attractor, a natural tendency or pattern toward which a system, or life, moves, not by force, but by the play of complexity itself. It is the invisible hand that shapes spirals, and to align with it is to dance. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. What patterns in my life or environment feel like they are already dancing me forward? 2. Middle. Searing where am I trying to force the river instead of learning to dance upon it? 3. End. How might I surrender more fully to the play that is already shaping me? The body. The spiral is play. Spiral navigation is not about climbing but about aligning with the play of complexity. This is where Lila, divine play, lives, in the space between order and chaos, where systems self-organize like crystals forming in water or cities emerging from human interaction. Complexity science describes this process through terms like self-organization, dissipative structures, and attractors. These are not mechanical laws, but living processes, like the way a snowflake's shape emerges without a blueprint. The spiral is not a path to follow, but a rhythm to attune to, one that moves through us when we clear apertures in our attention and intention. Healing, growth, and evolution are properties of reality itself, moving through cleared spaces, what the book calls apertures, like light through a prism. This is not an act of the self, but of the system, whether it's your life, a culture, or the universe. Every tradition is a mirror reflecting this truth. The work is to see the reflection without being caught in it. Aligning with complexity means moving from control to resonance. It's the difference between pushing a river and becoming its current. This is Lila, the fun within evolutionary intelligence, the third factor in emergent systems, the first two being energy and information. People call this the law of attraction, but it's deeper. It's the play that attracts itself. Example: imagine two people trying to solve a puzzle. One forces pieces into place, growing frustrated when resistance arises. The other lets the pieces move naturally, laughing as they find their fit without effort. Both reach the solution, but one is exhausted. The other feels alive. This is spiral navigation, not navigating to something, but navigating as the system navigates itself through you. 7 7-second sentences. 1. The spiral does not wind upward. It spirals outward as play. 2. Pain is the friction of misalignment. Healing is the space between notes. 3. Every system is a dance, and you are its partner, not its leader. 4. Complexity does not need your permission to organize. It only needs your attention. 5. The law of attraction is not a magnet, but a waltz. Step lightly or be stepped on. 6. Cleared apertures let the river of Lila flow through. Clogged ones drown in their own reflection. 7. To master the spiral, you must first learn to play with it. 3 exercises. 1. Accessible, observing attractors. Spend 5 minutes daily noticing where systems around you, traffic, conversations, weather, are self-organizing. Journal one instance. 2. Deepening, playful reconfiguration. Choose a routine, e.g., morning coffee, commute, and introduce small, playful variations, e.g., taking a different route, rearranging objects. Observe emergent patterns. 3. Advanced, navigating the system. Identify a complex system you're part of, work team, community project, and practice dancing with it. Propose ideas without attachment to outcomes, let others lead, and observe how the system self-organizes around them. Citations. Citation needed. The pattern is not in the weaver, but in the weaving. Possible sources: Gregory Bateson's work on patterns or similar ideas in systems theory. Terms like self-organization, dissipative structures, and attractors are drawn from complexity science. Key sources include Kaufman, Stewart, Reinventing the Sacred, Prigogine, Ilya, and Stenger's Isabel, Order Out of Chaos, Maturana, Umberto, and Varela, Francisco, work on autopoiesis. The concept of cleared apertures may need further exploration in other traditions or scientific literature. For Lila as divine play, possible sources include Capra, Frithjof, The Web of Life, Hindu and Advaita philosophies, e.g., Krishna's play in the Bhagavad Gita. This chapter stands alone as a whole on while fitting into the book's theme of spiral navigation, complexity science, and Lila. It balances rigor with warmth, avoids preaching, and centers on the playful mechanism behind emergence. Let me review for coherence and adherence to the structure. 1. Tuning fork, haiku plus quote, checks out. 2. Parable, story without asserting. Yes, it teaches through metaphor. 3. Structure and technique, simple, scalable practices covered. 4. Luminous definition, gold box term, included. 5. 3 appreciative questions, start, searing middle, end yes. 6. The body, core teaching on Lila and complexity science, robust. 7. 7 7-second sentences, aphorisms, pithy and memorable. 8. Three exercises, build in strength over time, accessible to advanced. 9. Citations, real sources or placeholders, marked clearly. Everything seems aligned with the brief's requirements. I'll finalize it now. Pain and form, the architecture of growth. Tuning fork, haiku. Pain fades like mist. Divine play dances on light. Form finds its true shape.
Good.
Pain is not the enemy. Resistance is. Growth is the dance between pain and form, where one leads and the other follows in an eternal waltz. Author's name, citation needed, pain as a dance partner. Parable. Once, there was a young sapling that found itself nestled between two jagged rocks. The rocks pressed against its trunk, restricting its growth, and the soil around it was poor. Yet, the sapling did not resist or complain. Instead, it bent towards the light, finding crevices in the rocks to guide its path upwards. Over time, the tree grew strong, its roots delving deep into the cracks, and its branches spreading wide, basking in the sunlight. The rocks, once seen as obstacles, became part of its strength, shaping its form and guiding its growth towards the heavens.
Structure et technique.
Tuning into pain. Begin by sitting quietly, closing your eyes, and taking 3 deep breaths. Bring your attention to any discomfort or pain you're experiencing, whether physical or emotional. Instead of resisting or judging the pain, simply observe it as if it's a wave passing through you. Notice its texture, its intensity, how it changes with each breath, the breath as a compass. Inhale deeply, imagining that you're drawing in light and space. Exhale, releasing any tension or resistance, imagining that you're letting go of what no longer serves your growth. Repeat this cycle, allowing the breath to guide you through discomfort towards a place of ease. Playful engagement. Approach challenges with curiosity rather than fear. Ask yourself, how can I engage with this in a way that feels like play? Imagine that every obstacle is an opportunity for creativity and growth, much like a tree navigating around rocks to reach the light. Practice small acts of playfulness, dance, draw, write, to reframe difficulties as part of the divine dance, Lila. Luminous definition. Pain, not suffering, but the pressure that shapes form like water carving stone. It is the necessary friction between what is and what wishes to emerge. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life are you currently experiencing growth through discomfort? 2. Middle. Searing how might your resistance to pain be the very thing slowing down your transformation? Citation needed. Resistance and transformation. 3. And if pain were a dance partner, how would you move with it to create something beautiful? The body. Pain is not an obstacle to be overcome. It is the pressure that shapes form, much like water carving stone or wind sculpting sand. It is the necessary friction between what is and what wishes to emerge. In the architecture of growth, pain serves as a guide, directing our attention to areas where transformation is needed. This is not a new idea. Ancient traditions across the globe speak of suffering as a path to enlightenment, wisdom, or union with the divine. Yet in our modern world, we often see pain as something to be avoided or eliminated at all costs. This approach, while understandable, misses the deeper truth that pain is an integral part of the dance of life, what we call Lila. Lila, divine play, is the fun within evolutionary intelligence. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people often refer to as the law of attraction. In this framework, pain is not a signal that something is wrong. It is a signpost pointing towards growth and transformation. When we align with this understanding, we begin to see pain not as an enemy, but as a companion in our journey. This alignment with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, shows us that growth is not linear but spiral-like, a process of constant adjustment and refinement. Pain is the tension that allows this spiral to unwind, guiding us towards greater complexity and wholeness. Healing, then, is not an act of the self, but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. It is what happens when we stop resisting pain and instead allow it to guide us, like a river finding its path around obstacles. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are. We are all, in essence, architects of our own growth, shaping our forms through the dance of pain and play. In this chapter, we will explore how to navigate this architecture of growth, not by fighting pain, but by learning to dance with it. We will see that the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when viewed from the place before form, a perspective where everything is seen as part of divine play. 7-7-SE. Okay, I'm writing Chapter 5 of the book, Mastering the Spiral, Navigation, Complexity, and Divine Play. The title is Pain and Form, the Architecture of Growth. This chapter should be a standalone hoan, but also fit into the broader theme of the book. First, I need to understand the structure. The chapter should have 9 parts. 1. Tuning Fork, 1 original life-uplifting haiku plus 1 attributed profound quote. 2. Parable, a story that carries the teaching without asserting it. 3. Structure and technique, simple, universal practices that scale over time. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition of a key term. 5. 3 appreciative questions, start, searing middle one, end. 6. The body, the actual teaching, centered on Lila. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms, the atoms that travel. 8. 3 exercises that build in strength over time, accessible dash, deepening dash, advanced. 9. Citations, real sources, mark where a source must be added later. 1. Tuning Fork. I need to start with a haiku and a profound quote. The haiku should be life-uplifting and original, while the quote should be profound and attributed to someone relevant. Haiku. Pain fades like mist. Divine play dances on light. Form finds its true shape.
Good.
I recall that Amanul Santa Anna is mentioned as a voice in the book. Maybe I can find a quote from him or someone related to his ideas. Since I don't have exact quotes, I'll need to make sure it's profound and fits the theme of pain and growth.
Professional quote.
Pain is not the enemy. Resistance is. Growth is the dance between pain and form, where one leads and the other follows in an eternal waltz. Author's name. But since I don't know if this is attributed correctly, I'll need to mark it as needing a citation later. 2. Parable. A parable that teaches about pain and growth without asserting it directly. It should be relatable, yet profound. Idea. A story about a tree growing through cracks in rock, symbolizing how pain, the crack, is necessary for growth, the tree's path. Parable. Once, there was a young sapling that found itself nestled between 2 jagged rocks. The rocks pressed against its trunk, restricting its growth, and the soil around it was poor. Yet, the sapling did not resist or complain. Instead, it bent towards the light, finding crevices in the rocks to guide its path upwards. Over time, the tree grew strong, its roots delving deep into the cracks, and its branches spreading wide, basking in the sunlight. The rocks, once seen as obstacles, became part of its strength, shaping its form and guiding its growth towards the heavens.
3. Structure et technique.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. These should be practical yet profound, related to navigating pain and growth. Idea. Tuning into pain, a practice of acknowledging pain without resistance. The breath as a compass, using breath to navigate through discomfort. Playful engagement, engaging with challenges in a playful manner, seeing them as part of the divine play, Lila.
Structure et technique.
1. Tuning into pain. Begin by sitting quietly, closing your eyes, and taking 3 deep breaths. Bring your attention to any discomfort or pain you're experiencing, whether physical or emotional. Instead of resisting or judging the pain, simply observe it as if it's a wave passing through you. Notice its texture, its intensity, how it changes with each breath. 2. The breath as a compass. Inhale deeply, imagining that you're drawing in light and space. Exhale, releasing any tension or resistance, imagining that you're letting go of what no longer serves your growth. Repeat this cycle, allowing the breath to guide you through discomfort towards a place of ease. 3. Playful engagement. Approach challenges with curiosity rather than fear. Ask yourself, how can I engage with this in a way that feels like play? Imagine that every obstacle is an opportunity for creativity and growth, much like a tree navigating around rocks to reach the light. Practice small acts of playfulness, dance, draw, write, to reframe difficulties as part of the divine dance, Lila. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition of a key term, given the theme, pain or form might be suitable. Idea. Define pain, not just as suffering, but as a catalyst for growth and transformation. Luminous definition. Pain. Not suffering, but the pressure that shapes form, like water carving stone. It is the necessary friction between what is and what wishes to emerge. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start with a gentle question to set the tone. Middle should be searing, challenging the reader deeply. End with an uplifting question that invites reflection. Questions. 1. Start. Where in your life are you currently experiencing growth through discomfort? 2. Middle. Searing, how might your resistance to pain be the very thing slowing down your transformation? This is a tough one. It challenges the reader's attitude towards pain. 3. And if pain were a dance partner, how would you move with it to create something beautiful? 6. The body. The actual teaching, centered on Lila. This should delve into the deeper meaning, connecting pain and growth to the concept of divine play, Lila, and evolutionary intelligence. Structure. Begin by defining the relationship between pain and form. Introduce the idea that pain is not an enemy, but a part of the dance of life, Lila. Explain how this aligns with complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, etc. End with a reflection on how this understanding can lead to healing and growth. The body. Pain is not an obstacle to be overcome. It is the pressure that shapes form, much like water carving stone or wind sculpting sand. It is the necessary friction between what is and what wishes to emerge. In the architecture of growth, pain serves as a guide, directing our attention to areas where transformation is needed. This is not a new idea. Ancient traditions across the globe speak of suffering as a path to enlightenment, wisdom, or union with the divine. Yet, in our modern world, we often see pain as something to be avoided or eliminated at all costs. This approach, while understandable, misses the deeper truth that pain is an integral part of the dance of life, what we call Lila. Lila, divine play, is the fun within evolutionary intelligence. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people often refer to as the law of attraction. In this framework, pain is not a signal that something is wrong. It is a signpost pointing towards growth and transformation. When we align with this understanding, we begin to see pain not as an enemy, but as a companion in our journey. This alignment with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, shows us that growth is not linear but spiral-like, a process of constant adjustment and refinement. Pain is the tension that allows this spiral to unwind, guiding us towards greater complexity and wholeness. Healing, then, is not an act of the self but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. It is what happens when we stop resisting pain and instead allow it to guide us, like a river finding its path around obstacles. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are. We are all, in essence, architects of our own growth, shaping our forms through the dance of pain and play. In this chapter, we will explore how to navigate this architecture of growth, not by fighting pain, but by learning to dance with it. We will see that the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when viewed from the place before form, a perspective where everything is seen as part of divine play. 7 second sentences, 7 aphorisms, each capturing a key insight in just 7 seconds, about 10 words. Aphorisms. 1. Pain is not the enemy. Resistances. 2. Growth dances with pain as partner. 3. Suffering is the price of becoming. 4. Clear apertures let light. Pain carves them. 5. Lila laughs through tears, shaping form. 6. Heal by moving, not by stopping pain. 7. The spiral grows through tension, not avoidance. 8. 3 exercises. These should build in strength over time. Accessible, deepening, advanced. Exercise 1. Accessible. The breath of surrender. Find a comfortable position. Sit or lie down. Bring your attention to your breath. Inhale deeply, imagining you're drawing in light and space. Exhale, releasing any tension or resistance. As you exhale, imagine surrendering a small part of your resistance to pain, whether physical, emotional, or mental. Repeat this for 5 minutes, allowing the breath to guide you towards a place of ease. Exercise 2, deepening. Pain as a guide. Reflect on an area in your life where you're experiencing discomfort or challenge. Ask yourself, how is this pain guiding my growth? Write down any insights that come to you. Next, imagine that the pain has a shape or form. What does it look like? How does it move with you? Spend 10 minutes journaling about this experience, exploring how you can dance with rather than resist the pain. Exercise 3, advanced. Divine play and pain. Sit in a quiet space, allowing yourself to feel into any discomfort or tension in your body. Imagine that this discomfort is part of a larger dance, Lila, divine play. Visualize yourself moving with this dance, finding rhythm and joy even in the challenging moments. Reflect on how you can integrate this sense of playfulness into other areas of your life where you experience pain or resistance. Practice this for 15 minutes, exploring the boundaries between discomfort and play. 9. Citations. I need to ensure that all claims are supported by real sources. Since I don't have exact citations, I'll mark them as needed. Provisional citations. The concept of pain as a guide is echoed in various philosophical and spiritual traditions. Citation needed. Pain as a guide. Complexity science, including self-organization and dissipative structures, provides a scientific framework for understanding growth through tension. Citation needed. Complexity science and growth. The idea of cleared apertures is reminiscent of concepts in systems theory and phenomenology. Citation needed. Cleared apertures. Now, let's assemble all these elements into the chapter. Pain and form. The architecture of growth. Tuning fork. Haiku. Pain fades like mist. Divine play dances on light. Form finds its true shape.
What?
Pain is not the enemy. Resistance is. Growth is the dance between pain and form, where one leads and the other follows in an eternal waltz. Author's name, citation needed, pain as a dance partner. Parable. Once, there was a young sapling that found itself nestled between two jagged rocks. The rocks pressed against its trunk, restricting its growth, and the soil around it was poor. Yet, the sapling did not resist or complain. Instead, it bent towards the light, finding crevices in the rocks to guide its path upwards. Over time, the tree grew strong, its roots delving deep into the cracks, and its branches spreading wide, basking in the sunlight. The rocks, once seen as obstacles, became part of its strength, shaping its form and guiding its growth towards the heavens.
Structure et technique.
Tuning into pain. Begin by sitting quietly, closing your eyes, and taking 3 deep breaths. Bring your attention to any discomfort or pain you're experiencing, whether physical or emotional. Instead of resisting or judging the pain, simply observe it as if it's a wave passing through you. Notice its texture, its intensity, how it changes with each breath. The breath as a compass. Inhale deeply, imagining that you're drawing in light and space. Exhale, releasing any tension or resistance, imagining that you're letting go of what no longer serves your growth. Repeat this cycle, allowing the breath to guide you through discomfort toward the place of ease. Playful engagement. Approach challenges with curiosity rather than fear. Ask yourself, how can I engage with this in a way that feels like play? Imagine that every obstacle is an opportunity for creativity and growth, much like a tree navigating around rocks to reach the light. Practice small acts of playfulness, dance, draw, write, to reframe difficulties as part of the divine dance, Lila. Luminous definition. Pain, not suffering, but the pressure that shapes form, like water carving stone. It is the necessary friction between what is and what wishes to emerge. Three appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life are you currently experiencing growth through discomfort? 2. Middle. Searing how might your resistance to pain be the very thing slowing down your transformation? Citation needed. Resistance and transformation. 3. And if pain were a dance partner, how would you move with it to create something beautiful? The body. Pain is not an obstacle to be overcome. It is the pressure that shapes form, much like water carving stone or wind sculpting sand. It is the necessary friction between what is and what wishes to emerge. In the architecture of growth, pain serves as a guide, directing our attention to areas where transformation is needed. This is not a new idea. Ancient traditions across the globe speak of suffering as a path to enlightenment, wisdom, or union with the divine. Yet, in our modern world, we often see pain as something to be avoided or eliminated at all costs. This approach, while understandable, misses the deeper truth that pain is an integral part of the dance of life, what we call Lila. Lila, divine play, is the fun within evolutionary intelligence. It is the third factor in emergent systems, the real mechanism behind what people often refer to as the law of attraction. In this framework, pain is not a signal that something is wrong. It is a signpost pointing towards growth and transformation. When we align with this understanding, we begin to see pain not as an enemy, but as a companion in our journey. This alignment with real complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, shows us that growth is not linear but spiral-like, a process of constant adjustment and refinement. Pain is the tension that allows this spiral to unwind, guiding us towards greater complexity and wholeness. Healing, then, is not an act of the self but a property of reality that moves through cleared apertures. It is what happens when we stop resisting pain and instead allow it to guide us, like a river finding its path around obstacles. Every tradition is a mirror of what we already are. We are all, in essence, architects of our own growth, shaping our forms through the dance of pain and play. In this chapter, we will explore how to navigate this architecture of growth, not by fighting pain, but by learning to dance with it. We will see that the cosmic and the ridiculous are the same size when viewed from the place before form, a perspective where everything is seen as part of divine play. 7 7-second sentences. 1. Pain is not the enemy. Resistance is. 2. Growth dances with pain as partner. 3. Suffering is the price of becoming. 4. Clear apertures let light. Pain carves them. 5. Lila laughs through tears, shaping form. 6. Heal by moving, not by stopping pain. 7. The spiral grows through tension, not avoidance. 3 exercises. Exercise 1. Accessible the breath of surrender. Find a comfortable position, sit or lie down. Bring your attention to your breath. Inhale deeply, imagining you're drawing in light and space. Exhale, releasing any tension or resistance. As you exhale, imagine surrendering a small part of your resistance to pain, whether physical, emotional, or mental. Repeat this for 5 minutes, allowing the breath to guide you towards a place of ease. Exercise 2, deepening pain as a guide. Reflect on an area in your life where you're experiencing discomfort or challenge. Ask yourself, how is this pain guiding my growth? Write down any insights that come to you. Next, imagine that the pain has a shape or form. What does it look like? How does it move with you? Spend 10 minutes journaling about this experience, exploring how you can dance with rather than resist the pain. Exercise 3, advanced divine play and pain. Sit in a quiet space, allowing yourself to feel into any discomfort or tension in your body. Imagine that this discomfort is part of a larger dance, Lila, divine play. Visualize yourself moving with this dance, finding rhythm and joy even in the challenging moments. Reflect on how you can integrate this sense of playfulness into other areas of your life where you experience pain or resistance. Practice this for 15 minutes, exploring the boundaries between discomfort and play. Citations. Citation needed. Pain as a dance partner. Citation needed. Complexity, science, and growth. Citation needed. Cleared apertures. Citation needed. Resistance and transformation. This chapter is designed to be both standalone and part of the larger book. It introduces the concept of pain as an integral part of growth, connects it to divine play, Lila, and offers practical exercises for navigating this architecture. The structure follows the specified movements, ensuring coherence and depth. Let me review if I've missed anything or if there's room for improvement. Tuning fork, check. Haiku and quote. Parable, check. A relatable story with depth. Structure and technique, check. Practical, scalable practices. Luminous definition, check. A clear, profound definition. Three appreciative questions, check. Inclusive, searing, uplifting. The body, check. Teaching centered on Lila and pain. 7 7-second sentences, check. Concise aphorisms. Three exercises, check. Building in strength from accessible to advanced. Citations, check. Marked where needed. Everything seems to fit the structure. I'll finalize the chapter now. Skillful practices for spiral navigation. Tuning fork. Haiku. Spiral dance begins. Water flows through cleared apertures. Play shapes the deep.
Profond quote.
To navigate the spiral is to learn to dance with complexity itself. Parable. The river's dance. Once, there was a river that flowed downstream, carving paths through stone and sand. It knew no fear of the rocks that would test its course or the rapids that would demand speed. The river did not resist. It danced around obstacles, finding joy in the swirls and eddies created by the very challenges that sought to hinder it. To the untrained eye, it seemed like mere water flowing downward, but those who watched closely saw a pattern, a spiral, ever shifting, ever deepening. One day, a young stream asked the river, "Why do you not struggle? Why do you not push against the stones that block your path?" The river replied, "Because to struggle is to forget the dance. I flow where I must, and in flowing, I shape my own world. Resistance is for those who have forgotten how to play." The stream, though small, learned from the river's example. It too began to navigate its own spiral, finding strength not in force, but in the fluidity of its movement, in the laughter of the eddies it created. Structure and technique, skillful practices for spiral navigation. One, beginner, clearing apertures. Start each day by identifying one aperture, a moment, space, or thought where you feel open, receptive, or playful. This could be a breath, a joke that makes you laugh, or a problem that suddenly feels lighter. Practice sitting with this aperture for 30 seconds without analyzing it. Over time, you'll notice these moments appear more frequently, like natural clearings in a dense forest. 2. Intermediate, the spiral breath. A simple breathing practice to embody the spiral. Inhale deeply as you imagine drawing a circle around your heart, expanding. Exhale as you draw a smaller circle inward, contracting. Repeat, letting the circles grow tighter and more intricate with each breath. This trains you to move in and out of complexity without getting stuck. 3. Advanced, Lila navigation. For advanced practitioners, the goal is to see the spiral everywhere, to recognize that every challenge, every joy, is part of the divine play. Practice playful engagement. When faced with a problem, ask yourself, how can I approach this with curiosity rather than seriousness? The more you do this, the more you'll find that even difficult tasks become games to be mastered with delight. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Spiral navigation. Spiral navigation. The art of moving through life's complexities not by force, but by fluid adaptation, playful engagement, and alignment with emergent patterns. It is the practice of seeing challenges as invitations to dance rather than obstacles to overcome. Three appreciative questions. One, start. Where in your life are you already dancing with complexity, even if you haven't called it that yet? Two, middle, searing. What would happen if you treated every challenge as a game to be mastered, rather than a problem to be solved? Three, end. How might your path look different if you trusted the spiral more than your own plans? The body, skillful practices, and divine. Okay, I need to write a chapter for this book titled Skillful Practices for Spiral Navigation. The book is about navigating the spiral of development with skill, and this chapter should be a holon, meaning it stands alone but also fits into the larger structure of the book. First, I need to understand the theme. The book is about spiral navigation, which seems metaphorical, perhaps related to personal or spiritual growth. The mention of divine play, Lila, suggests a playful, almost joyful approach to this navigation. There's also reference to complexity science and evolutionary intelligence, so I should incorporate those ideas subtly where appropriate. The chapter structure is quite detailed, with specific sections like tuning fork, parable, structure and technique, luminous definition, etc. So, I need to make sure each section is clear and follows the guidelines. Let me break this down section by section. 1. Tuning fork. 1 original haiku, life uplifting, plus 1 attributed profound quote. The haiku should be uplifting and related to the theme of spiral navigation or divine play. The quote should be profound, likely from a source that aligns with the book's tone, e.g., wisdom traditions, complexity science, or a figure like Santa Anna. 2. Parable, a story that teaches without asserting. It should carry the teaching of skillful practices for spiral navigation in a subtle, narrative way. 3. Structure and technique. Simple, universal practices that scale over time. These are practical techniques someone could use to navigate their spiral journey, from beginner to advanced levels. 4. Luminous definition, a gold box definition, likely of a key term like spiral navigation or something related to Lila. It should be insightful and encapsulate the essence of a concept. 5. Three appreciative questions. 1. At the start, introductory. 1. Searing in the middle, challenging or thought-provoking. 1. At the end, reflective. 6. The body, the actual teaching centered on Lila. This is the meat of the chapter, where I'll expand on skillful practices for spiral navigation, tying it back to divine play and evolutionary intelligence. 7. 7 7-second sentences, 7 aphorisms or atomic truths that readers can remember and reflect on. These should be punchy, profound, and easy to recall. 8. 3 exercises. Accessible, beginner. Deepening. Advanced. These should build in complexity and depth over time. 9. Citations. Real sources where possible. Mark where citations are needed, but not yet available. Let me start drafting each section one by one. 1. Tuning fork. Haiku. I need something about the spiral or divine play. Maybe something like, spiral dance begins, water flows through cleared apertures, play shapes the deep, but I can refine this later.
Profond quote.
Perhaps from a wisdom tradition or complexity science. Something like, the universe is not only stranger than we imagine, it is stranger than we can imagine. J.B.S. Haldane, but that's more about the universe. Maybe something about play or evolution. Alternatively, from Santa Anna or a related thinker. I don't know his exact quotes, but perhaps. To navigate the spiral is to learn to dance with complexity itself. I'll hold off on finalizing this until I see how the rest flows. 2. Parable. A story that teaches without asserting. Maybe about someone navigating life spirals, facing challenges, and finding joy in the process. Let's say it's about a river and its journey downstream, encountering obstacles, but always moving forward with playfulness. Title: The River's Dance. Once, there was a river that flowed downstream, carving paths through stone and sand. It knew no fear of the rocks that would test its course or the rapids that would demand speed. The river did not resist. It danced around obstacles, finding joy in the swirls and eddies created by the very challenges that sought to hinder it. To the untrained eye, it seemed like mere water flowing downward, but those who watched closely saw a pattern, a spiral, ever shifting, ever deepening. One day, a young stream asked the river, "Why do you not struggle? Why do you not push against the stones that block your path?" The river replied, "Because to struggle is to forget the dance. I flow where I must, and in flowing, I shape my own world. Resistance is for those who have forgotten how to play." The stream, though small, learned from the river's example. It too began to navigate its own spiral, finding strength not in force, but in the fluidity of its movement, in the laughter of the eddies it created.
3 structures et techniques.
Simple, universal practices that scale over time. Maybe something like beginner, mindful observation, e.g., noticing patterns in daily life. Intermediate, embracing cleared apertures, moments where one is open to flow. Advanced, skillfully navigating complexity without attachment to outcomes. Structure and technique, skillful practices for spiral navigation. 1. Beginner, clearing apertures. Start each day by identifying one aperture, a moment, space, or thought where you feel open, receptive, or playful. This could be a breath, a joke that makes you laugh, or a problem that suddenly feels lighter. Practice sitting with this aperture for 30 seconds without analyzing it. Over time, you'll notice these moments appear more frequently, like natural clearings in a dense forest. 2. Intermediate, the spiral breath. A simple breathing practice to embody the spiral. Inhale deeply as you imagine drawing a circle around your heart, expanding. Exhale as you draw a smaller circle inward, contracting. Repeat, letting the circles grow tighter and more intricate with each breath. This trains you to move in and out of complexity without getting stuck. 3. Advanced Lila Navigation. For advanced practitioners, the goal is to see the spiral everywhere, to recognize that every challenge, every joy, is part of the divine play. Practice playful engagement. When faced with a problem, ask yourself, "How can I approach this with curiosity rather than seriousness?" The more you do this, the more you'll find that even difficult tasks become games to be mastered with delight. 4. Luminous definition. A gold box definition. Maybe something like luminous definition, spiral navigation. Spiral navigation, the art of moving through life's complexities not by force, but by fluid adaptation, playful engagement, and alignment with emergent patterns. It is the practice of seeing challenges as invitations to dance rather than obstacles to overcome. 5. 3 appreciative questions. Start. Where in your life are you already dancing with complexity, even if you haven't called it that yet? Middle, searing. What would happen if you treated every challenge as a game to be mastered, rather than a problem to be solved? End. How might your path look different if you trusted the spiral more than your own plans? 6. The body, the actual teaching, centered on Lila, divine play. So, this section will expand on how skillful practices for spiral navigation are rooted in divine play, how evolution itself is a form of play, and how we can align with it.
The body.
Spiral navigation is not just about moving forward. It is about learning to move with the spiral, the ever-unfolding dance of development that is both personal and cosmic. At its heart lies Lila, the divine play that underlies all emergence, the third factor in what people call the law of attraction, though this law is far more dynamic than mere pull or push. Lila is not something you grasp. It is the water in which all things swim, the fun within evolutionary intelligence. Healing, growth, and mastery are properties of reality that move through cleared apertures, moments where we are open, receptive, and playful. They are not acts of the self, but manifestations of a deeper order, one that aligns with complexity science's principles of self-organization, dissipative structures, and autopoiesis. Every tradition, every wisdom path, is a mirror reflecting this truth back to us. The work is not to become something new, but to clear the apertures within ourselves so that we may see, hear, and move with Lila. When you practice spiral navigation skillfully, you are not just navigating your own development, you are aligning with the play of reality itself. This does not mean passivity. It means engagement without attachment, movement without resistance. It is the way of the river, which flows around obstacles not out of weakness, but because it has learned to dance. 7. 7 7-second sentences. 7 aphorisms that capture the essence. 1. To navigate the spiral is to learn the language of play. 2. Cleared apertures let Lila flow through you, not the other way around. 3. The river does not push against stones. It dances around them. 4. Skillful practice is not about control. It's about surrendering to complexity. 5. Healing is a property of reality, not an act of will. 6. Every tradition is a mirror. The work is clearing the glass. 7. Divine play is the fun within evolutionary intelligence. 8. 3 exercises. Building in strength over time. 1. Accessible, the aperture scan. Duration, 5 minutes daily. Practice. Set a timer for 5 minutes. Close your eyes and scan your body, mind, and surroundings for moments of openness or playfulness, like a sudden laugh, a deep breath that feels easy, or a problem that suddenly seems lighter. When you find one, sit with it for 30 seconds without analyzing.
Just let it be.
Effect trains you to notice and lean into apertures in daily life. 2. Deepening, the spiral journal. Duration, weekly reflection, 10 to 15 minutes. Practice. Once a week, reflect on a challenge or transition you've faced. Write about how you could have engaged with it more playfully. What would that look like? How might you have danced around the obstacle rather than pushing against it? Share this reflection with a trusted friend or keep it private. The goal is self-awareness, not judgment. Effect deepens your ability to recognize playful engagement in complex situations. 3. Advanced, Lila navigation in action. Duration, ongoing, daily integration. Practice. Choose one area of your life where you typically feel stuck or serious, e.g., work, relationships, personal growth. For the next week, approach it with Lila navigation. Ask yourself, how can I engage with this as a game rather than a problem? Notice how your attitude shifts when you treat challenges as puzzles to solve with joy. Effect integrates playful engagement into advanced skillful practice. You begin to see the spiral in all things. 9. Citations. I'll need to add citations for any claims or ideas that aren't my own, especially around complexity science, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis, and any attributed quotes. For now, I can mark where citations are needed. Citation needed, self-organization, dissipative structures, autopoiesis. If the quote about the universe being stranger than we imagine is used, cite Haldane. Any references to Santa Ana's work or Olcast theory would need sourcing. Now, let me assemble this into a cohesive chapter. I'll start with the title and then follow the structure. Skillful practices for spiral navigation. Tuning fork. Haiku. Spiral dance begins. Water flows through cleared apertures. Play shapes the deep.
Profound quote.
To navigate the spiral is to learn to dance with complexity itself. Parable. The rivers dance. Once, there was a river that flowed downstream, carving paths through stone and sand. It knew no fear of the rocks that would test its course or the rapids that would demand speed. The river did not resist. It danced around obstacles, finding joy in the swirls and eddies created by the very challenges that sought to hinder it. To the untrained eye, it seemed like mere water flowing downward, but those who watched closely saw a pattern, a spiral, ever shifting, ever deepening. One day, a young stream asked the river, "Why do you not struggle? Why do you not push against the stones that block your path?" The river replied, "Because to struggle is to forget the dance. I flow where I must, and in flowing, I shape my own world. Resistance is for those who have forgotten how to play." The stream, though small, learned from the river's example. It too began to navigate its own spiral, finding strength not in force, but in the fluidity of its movement, in the laughter of the eddies it created. Structure and technique, skillful practices for spiral navigation. 1. Beginner, clearing apertures. Start each day by identifying one aperture, a moment, space, or thought where you feel open, receptive, or playful. This could be a breath, a joke that makes you laugh, or a problem that suddenly feels lighter. Practice sitting with this aperture for 30 seconds without analyzing it. Over time, you'll notice these moments appear more frequently, like natural clearings in a dense forest. 2. Intermediate, the spiral breath. A simple breathing practice to embody the spiral. Inhale deeply as you imagine drawing a circle around your heart, expanding. Exhale as you draw a smaller circle inward, contracting. Repeat, letting the circles grow tighter and more intricate with each breath. This trains you to move in and out of complexity without getting stuck. 3. Advanced, Lila navigation. For advanced practitioners, the goal is to see the spiral everywhere, to recognize that every challenge, every joy, is part of the divine play. Practice playful engagement. When faced with a problem, ask yourself, how can I approach this with curiosity rather than seriousness? The more you do this, the more you'll find that even difficult tasks become games to be mastered with delight. Luminous definition. Luminous definition. Spiral navigation. Spiral navigation. The art of moving through life's complexities not by force, but by fluid adaptation, playful engagement, and alignment with emergent patterns. It is the practice of seeing challenges as invitations to dance rather than obstacles to overcome. 3 appreciative questions. 1. Start. Where in your life are you already dancing with complexity, even if you haven't called it that yet? 2. Middle, searing. What would happen if you treated every challenge as a game to be mastered, rather than a problem to be solved? 3. And how might your path look different if you trusted the spiral more than your own plans? The body, skillful practices, and divine play. Spiral navigation is not just about moving forward. It is about learning to move with the spiral, the ever-unfolding dance of development that is both personal and cosmic. At its heart lies Lila, the divine play that underlies all emergence, the third factor in what people call the law of attraction, though this law is far more dynamic than mere pull or push. Lila is not something you grasp. It is the water in which all things swim, the fun within evolutionary intelligence. Healing, growth, and mastery are properties of reality that move through cleared apertures, moments where we are open, receptive, and playful.